Well, hello. Once again, it's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm your chairman and, you know, just this guy that you happen to know. I'm walking around outside, as you can probably tell. What am I doing out here when it's another oppressively hot day? Well, it's not that hot today. It's only about 90 degrees Fahrenheit. That doesn't mean I can be out here very long, but it does mean that I can be out here for a little bit. And I'd rather come out now than later this week. This weekend it's supposed to hit 100 degrees again, and so we're not going to be doing jack. So I thought I would take this last opportunity to go outside to check out this new area that I found that might be good for stuff. And of course I'm walking along the edge of a large creek. And I'm kind of in a little wooded area. Not too far away from some of my usual hangouts, but I've never actually been here before. I was driving around the other day and I saw this spot and I thought, you know, I should go down there and check that out because that looks like a good spot for a lot of things, namely marmots, mushrooms, and Fukia Jutsu. And yes, I have already seen a marmot. He was back there. When I was first walking into this area, he saw me and he was like, blah, and he went running. Okay, we're not going to go this way anymore either. It's direct sunlight. So, like I said, I'm in a slightly wooded area next to a very large creek. Extremely large. And, as I mentioned, I am scouting a course, a possible Fukia Jutsu course. Now, I know you're wondering, but Tobe, what is Fukia Jutsu? And that's when I tell you with this. Fukia Jutsu is a martial art involving blowguns. And it is related to the martial art of Fukia Do. Fukia Do is the way of the blowgun, whereas Fukia Jutsu is the art of the blowgun. And what's the difference? Well, in Fukia Do, competitors or practitioners shoot at a target that is a fixed and constant distance away, namely 10 meters. And the target itself is, 15 centimeters in diameter? It's about 6 inches. And the practitioners or competitors stand behind a line and they shoot all their darts at that same target. The target never varies in size or shape. It's round. And it's always the same distance away, the same height from the floor. Kind of like, you know, just throwing regular darts in a bar. The dartboard's always in the same position, blah, blah, blah. And this happens indoors. Fukia Do is practiced indoors. Okay. Yeah, it's fun. But, you know, Now, Fukia Jutsu is a slightly different story. Fukia Jutsu is a slightly different beast for a number of reasons. Competitors, practitioners, whatever you want to call the people who do it, do not shoot at the exact same target. They shoot at different targets, and they are different distances away. They are different heights from the ground, so you're shooting at different angles, different size targets, and you're doing this outdoors at different targets. So basically, you start at one target, you do your shot, and you make your way to the next target, and you keep doing this. And in this manner, you need to have a course. It's kind of like a golf course where you have, you know, 9 holes or 18 holes. Fukia Jutsu course has multiple targets. And so some of the, you know, contests in this sport involve time. On a timed course, you might have, say, 5 minutes to complete 10 stations, meaning 10 targets. And so that's what I'm doing today. I'm out scouting locations for a course. And basically, the requirements here are we need to have know, some amount of space, and it kind of has to be long, and you need to have, you know, areas to put targets and shooting stations. And targets usually need to go on dead logs or trees, and that's why I'm here. I'm in kind of a wooded area where there's lots of logs and dead trees and lots of terrain to walk around, and so there's lots of ups and downs, and there's lots of places where we can shoot up, there's places where we can shoot down, and this area is pretty good. I wish it was a little bit longer, but it certainly could be worse. I'm looking for places that are always in the shade. And this place has got, at least 70 meters of good shade area, along with short bursts of being directly in the sun. And that's okay. But I kind of like it. Now the only hard part in a terrain like this, where it's fairly severe, the hard part is taking measurements. Now, the reason we're concerned with measurements, well, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't get into this right now. Basically, the reason we're concerned with distances is that Fukia Jutsu is concerned with minutes of angle. Although Fukia Jutsu, here comes the wind. Hello, wind. Where was I? Oh, yeah. In Fukia Jutsu, all the shots are the same minute of angle. Even though the targets are bigger or smaller, and you're shooting at them from shorter or longer distances, they're all the same shot. All right, so how do I explain this without doing any math problems? Okay, think of it this way. The basic standard shot in Fukia Jutsu is from, let's say, 10 yards at a target that is 6 inches in diameter, or 6 inches wide. That's the standard shot. What this also means is that for a 5-yard shot, we are going to shoot at a 3-inch diameter target. So if you have or double the distance from the target, you have or double the size of the target itself. Does that make sense? So if there's a 20-yard shot, you're shooting at a 12-inch diameter target. If it's a 10-yard shot, you're shooting at a 6-inch diameter target. If it's a 5-yard shot, you're shooting at a 3-inch diameter target. And that's what we mean when we say all the shots are the same minute of angle. Because if you actually measure the angle between, you know your location and the edges of the target, it's going to be the same angle for every single one of those target stations. So that's what I'm doing here. And this is a good spot right here. You could stand on this log and shoot over at that log. See, and that's 10-meter shot. There's a 15-meter shot. There's a 5-meter shot. All of these shots looking pretty good. As an example, let's take this 10-meter shot and shoot at that knot on that tree about 10 meters away. Nice. I like it. And so then we walk up here, do-do-do-do-do, and pull the dart out of the tree. Oh, and you know what? I didn't bring any pliers, and I wasn't thinking. This thing's in here pretty good. Cannot get it out. Oh, there, I managed to yank it out. Yeah, that's the thing. These blowguns, it doesn't take much force for you to put a dart into a tree deep enough that it's hard to pull out barehanded. So usually I do carry around a tiny pair of pliers, like a multi-tool, but I just sort of forgot to grab it today. All right, yeah, this is just spectacular area. Maybe not for a lot of targets, but geez, you probably get 8 target stations in here, which means, I'm gonna have to come back here when it's a little bit cooler and put some up. And these targets aren't usually anything other than pieces of paper. you know, just sometimes we use those little sticker dots, just stick them on trees, or just, you know, print out circles, cut them out. You can also use things like any cardboard circle. Yeah, so like if you ever get frozen pizzas, you know, those cardboard circles that the pizzas are always on, they're always about a foot in diameter, 12 inches or so. Well, those make real good targets. And like I mentioned before, a small pizza 12-inch cardboard disc makes a great target at 20 yards away. All right, I've returned to my car. It's not too bad, but I'm getting a little bit warm, and I could feel more comfortable, so let's go somewhere else. I think we're going to return back to the homestead here, and we're going to do so with a little bit of radio magic. So, in 3, 2, 1, 0. We're back in the studio with Hello Kitty. Yeah, we know that part already. And, well, all this blowgun action has got me feeling like I need to do some more shooting. So let's just grab all this stuff and head down into the basement. Oh, these cords are tangled. Okay, good enough. And the only reason that we're going down into the basement today is because Pippa is sleeping. And normally I'll just shoot wherever I am in my house, but Pippa does not like the sound of the blowgun. She doesn't understand what's going on, and you know that little sound that the blowgun makes, that sounds like an aggressive cat noise, and then she hears the thwack of the dart hitting the target, and she gets all spooky. It's like, oh, what the heck is going on? And so I don't feel like spooking her or waking her up, so we're just going to let her sleep while we're down here in the basement. Yay! My air conditioner just came on. Alright, so over there at the other end of the basement, near the end of the room, up against the wall, I have a small target set up, a 5-meter target. And although I'm not using any kind of official targets, I am using one of my favorite targets, and that is one of the logos from the sugar that I eat. Depending on what store I go to, it kind of depends on what brand of sugar I buy. And this one store I tend to spend a lot of time at has a brand of sugar called Crystal Sugar. Maybe you have it where you live, maybe you don't. But the nice thing about their logo is that it's a circle. It's a white circle, it's got a red rim and a white inner circle, and then there's like a little blue circle in it. Anyway, what you need to know is that there are, you know, red and blue and white concentric rings, and so it makes a good target. And each bag of sugar has the logo on it 4 or 5 times in different sizes. So whenever I use up a bag of sugar, you know, I just cut out all the logos and use them as scrap targets. And what I've done is I've glued one to a piece of extruded polystyrene. I love extruded polystyrene. It's a type of closed cell styrofoam. You may be familiar with it. It's used as house insulation, and it makes for good blow dart backstops, because the darts hit it, it sinks in, and they actually go in pretty deep, but they're easy to pull out. So, you know, that's what we're looking for. Strangely enough, from where I stand, I can see other targets. I've got 2 different sized pizza boxes with 2 different sized Crystal Sugar logos on them in different parts of the basement here. Pizza boxes make good dart backstops as well. Just, you know, eat the pizza, save the box, and then put old magazines or newspapers in the box, and that works real good. So, I don't know. Maybe we should do some shooting. All right, I've got my trusty 3-footer here and 5 darts. We are going to shoot a flight of 5 darts at the target and attempt to get some hits. This is a 5-meter target. It's 5 meters away, and it's a little bit smaller than a regulation 5-meter target. That's about 2.25 inches in diameter, or in metric, that's about, what,
6 centimeters, 6.5 centimeters, less than 70 millimeters. So 5 meters away, 70 millimeter target. I'm going to shoot 5 darts. We're going to see how well I do. Okay, so let's do this. Here we go. That's probably a hit. Looks good from here, but we can't tell. That was definitely a hit. I can't tell on that one. That was kind of on the edge. Oh, that one's dead center. Or pretty close to it. At least, I think so. Last dart, here we go. That was a pretty good shot. All right, I will retrieve the target and we'll see what we got. Oh, yeah. Nice shooting, Tex. All right, you know, first of all, I should mention that I am doing this without my glasses on. I took them off, and they're sitting there hanging on my shirt, and I just took those 5 shots without my glasses, and at that distance, I can see the target because it's light-colored on a black background, but at that distance, I couldn't read the words crystal sugar in the target, even though they are, 64-point type. But I did manage to put all 5 darts into the target. 5 hits, and that's kind of good for me. Usually I'm going to miss one, and I'm trying to measure the grouping here, but I can't find anything to measure with. The grouping itself, 3 centimeters. Nice. Some days you're on, some days you're not. Today is clearly an on day. I wonder if I can do any better with my glasses on. So let's take the darts out of the styrofoam here. Yeah, and these darts are, what are these, about 4 inches long, which is, 10 centimeters? And they go halfway in. They're sunk into this styrofoam a good 5 centimeters. And I should mention, it's not about blowing hard. Okay, anyway, we'll get into that in a minute. I'm going to put this target back, and I've got another target spot on it. This is even a much smaller one. It's about 3 centimeters in diameter, but we're going to take shots at it from 5 meters. So this one's quite a bit more challenging. Let me put this back. And I'm actually remembering to put my glasses back on here. And I'm going to kneel down because this target is sort of low now, and I'm going to kneel down on one knee so that I'm shooting at approximately the same level that it is at. Ooh. Boy, I should be kneeling down on this knee. This is not my good knee, but that's okay. All right. So now let's try this more difficult shot. A 3 centimeter target. A 3 centimeter target from 5 meters away. 5 darts. Here we go. Oh, that's a hit. Looks like it's fairly well centered. Dart number 2. Ooh, even better. That one looks like it's a hit from here, and that really is in the middle. Dart number 3. That's no good. That one went high. That one's about 2.5 centimeters too high. Dart number 4. Yeah, that's a hit. That's sitting there right next to that. I might have hit another dart there. I'm not sure. Can't see it from here. All right, last dart. Oh, geez, that one's close. It looks like it's a little high. Let me go grab the target. Ugh. Ha ha!
Yeah.
That last dart was a little high, about just 4 or 5 millimeters high. I've got another dart in here that's too high by about, you know, 1.5 centimeters or 2 centimeters. But they're still nice and close. Still within about the same grouping as before, but just not on target. Now here's the interesting one. That one that made a weird sound that I thought, oh, I might have hit the dart, I did. And this happens quite often when firing at such small targets. I've actually managed to, well, pull a Robin Hood here in that I fired one dart and I fired another dart and it hit the dart. It's not sticking in it perfectly, but it has gone through the fletching and the dart is actually sticking in the target. It's gone through one dart, so I've pulled them out and now I've got one dart stuck to another. This is kind of annoying. It kind of pisses me off because it does sort of damage the dart a little bit, because now I got a hole in the fletching of this one dart. But these kind of seal up once you pull the dart out. They're sort of self-healing, like a self-healing cutting mat. It's not perfect, and I'm sure that, you know, the slight damage does have some negative effects to the aerodynamics, but in non-match shooting like this, it doesn't really matter. And at these ranges, indoors without the wind or anything, yeah, you're not going to be able to tell the difference. So, geez, that's some pretty good shots again. I'm going to put this target back and we're going to shoot some more at the little target, because I'm finding this challenging today. And at this point I should probably say something about technique. The trick to bow gunning is to not blow hard. You do not have to, you know, blow as hard as you can. You're not playing a trumpet. You're not, you know, the whole point is that you have this tube, you have this blowpipe. It is focusing your breath to push the dart out. So you don't want to blow hard, and you don't want to do anything weird. You don't want to, you know, like I said, it's not playing a trumpet, so you don't go, and you don't want to blow as hard as you can. You're not sneezing through the tube, so you're not going or anything like that. You just want to be as consistent as possible. You want to blow the exact same way each time. And it's if you think about it like this, it's about the same amount of air required as to blow out a birthday candle. And you don't have to blow out a birthday candle very hard. You just, and that's about it, right? And that's what we're doing here. The other thing you need to know if you do this, if you decide to run out and buy a blowgun, is you do not put the dart in and then put it up your mouth and then decide to inhale. You inhale before you bring the pipe, the blowgun, the blowpipe up to your mouth. If you put a dart in and then stick your mouth up to the tube and inhale, then you're gonna suck the dart down into your throat, and that's a bad thing. You're gonna go to the emergency room and it's gonna be a real pain in the ass for them to pull a 4-inch super sharp wired dart out of your throat. So it's just a matter of consistency. Be accurate, be happy. All right, so I'm sticking another dart in the blowgun here, and I'm gonna get down on my knee again and shoot at this small target. I've got to remember to put my glasses on. Actually, let's leave my glasses off again this time, and I'm going to shoot at the smaller target and see if I can do better than when I had my glasses on. You'll remember I had 3 out of 5 hits with my glasses on. Let's see how we do no glasses. All right, dart number one. I think that's a hit, but slightly to the left. I can't tell. We're not going to know until we go up to it, because I can't see that far. Dart number two. That also looks like a hit. It might be slightly to the left, but I'm creeping towards the center. Dart number three.
that again is left, and the way that it sounded, it didn't sound like it went through the paper. If you have real sharp hearing like I do, you can kind of tell between hits and misses, because the darts going through a layer of paper makes a different sound than, you know, just hitting the foam. So what are we on? Dart number 4? Oh, that's gotta be a hit. That looked really good. Okay, dart number 5, final dart. Oh, I think that one's high. It was good and centered, but I think it went high. So let's go grab the target. Okay. Oh, this is hilarious. Yes, I have 2 misses. I've got the one that last dart that I shot, that I said was center and high, is fairly centered and is only about 4 millimeters off the target. Was that the first one or the third one that I shot? And I said, oh, that's high and left. It is, in fact, high and left by about 10 millimeters. The other 3 darts are very tightly grouped, about a 1 centimeter grouping, and they are all on the left edge of the target, just, you know, maybe 1 centimeter out from the middle. So, what have we learned? Yeah, this is a much better grouping right here. It seems that whether or not I wear glasses has no bearing on how accurate I am with a blowgun. Now you might be wondering, how is that possible? Well, you've got to be understanding that I've been doing this for a long time, since I was a child. And I've got straight up ninja blood in me by this time. I've got some skills here. All right, pulling the darts out. I'm going to set this target back up for 1 more round. All right, we're going to do something a little bit different. I've got 7 darts here. I'm going to shoot 5 at the big target. I'm going to shoot 2 at the little target. And the last dart is going to be the money dart. It's a different color when I'm shooting orange darts, but this one is black. The 7th black dart I'm going to shoot at the small target. That's the money dart. That's the dart I have to get in for the win. I'm also going to do this as fast as possible. Well, not as fast as possible. Not quite competition speed, but I'm going to do this at a pretty good clip because we're running out of time, and I want to see how accurate I'm going to be with speed. So, let me just get ready here. Okay, looks like I'm going to have to do this in under a minute. So, here we go. First dart. Hit. Second dart. Hit. Third dart. I think that one went wide to the left. Fourth dart. Hit. Fifth dart. Hit. Going to the lower target. Sixth dart. Oh, I think that missed, but I can't be sure because I don't have my glasses on. Doing it without my glasses. Last dart. Ah, I missed the last one. Let's go grab the target. That was 40 seconds? Now here's the target, and yes, I've got 1 miss on the big target and 4 hits, including 1 Robin Hood. I've destroyed another dart, and the 2 darts at the lower target are misses, so I have lost today. Speaking of which, we're running out of time, so I'm Tobe. This is Dubious Goals Committee. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?